Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Heavy Pencil by Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner.
Doesn't matter that my eyes do go, speech may slow, speech may slow.
Michael Cork, actor speaking.
HGM Talent, Sarah speaking.
What?
Can I help you?
Well, you phoned me, Sarah.
Oh, yeah. Who's this again?
Yeah, for fuck's sake. Michael Cork, and once again, Sarah, you called me. That really does take the ruddy biscuits, Sarah, even for you. Really. Come on, I do think it's about time. Actually, no, it's not about time. Perhaps it is time. Oh, wonderful.
It's a 13-part Netflix series. Working title is Having It Off.
13 parts. Well, Netflix as well. That's very exciting. Very
Why?
Exciting. Well, 13 parts. It's 13 episodes.
So it's only the pilot, but they're looking for an elderly actor who isn't very well known.
Right. Well,
yeah. It says, following on from the enormous success of Sex Education and other award-winning series about young people having sex, Having It Off is a pilot for a 13-part coming-of-age dramedy set in a mixed Borstal school from the team that brought you...
Yes, well, that's fine. It all does sound very, very good. I'll do it, of course. I'll go to the casting and just write all that in the email, please.
What email?
Well, if you write it in the email that you send me to say I have a casting...
Oh, yeah, okay.
Can you send me the script?
No, I haven't got a script. But actually, you know, you probably wouldn't know this, but we don't really get sent the scripts for big jobs. Did you know that?
Well, yes, I did, actually.
Oh, well done.
Is there a breakdown of the role?
I don't know. Let's see. No, nothing on here about him having a breakdown.
No. Is there a description of the role, a character breakdown?
Oh, right.
Yes.
Let's see. It's to cast for a strong guest role in the pilot episode, but with a view to the character returning later in the series.
Oh, well, that sounds very promising, Sarah. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, they usually stick one or two old perverts in these kind of shows, don't they? So, fingers crossed. I'll send you the sides when they send them over. Do you know what sides?
Yes, Sarah, I do know what sides are. I'm not an amateur. Yeah. Good. Well, that's all very positive for once. Thank you.
Okay. One more thing.
Yes.
They said the actor must be aware that this is an adult dramedy and as such will contain adult themes, strong languages and scenes of a sexual nature.
Oh, yes. Well, I've seen all that before. It's part of the job. They've got to say that sort of thing. I'm sure it won't be. I'm sure it will be all the youngsters doing that.
Norks ahoy in all this stuff these days, isn't it? Especially for the first series.
Well, yes, exactly.
It also says any scenes of a sexual nature... that's nature, right, sorry. Will be discussed fully and an intimacy director will be employed.
Oh, right. What's that then?
What?
An intimacy director.
Oh, yeah, Margot said She was saying that they have them on all the shows now, where the younger female actors have to do like nude stuff.
Okay.
So I think it means that, like, in the long run, they'll take more clothes off.
Yeah. You know.
So right. Everyone's happy. Well, apart from the younger female actors, but you know, no one really cares.
Well, okay. Well, that's a first for me. Not heard of that before. Still, better be safe than sorry.
What do you mean?
I'm not really sure.
Doesn't matter that I don't impress the distinguished guests.
Michael Cork, the actor.
Hello, Michael. It's Sarah from HJM Talent.
Ah, hello, Sarah.
So I'm just checking that you're happy with young people having sex.
Well, I'm not. If they feel like they're, I suppose it depends how young they are. If they feel they're ready,
casting on Wednesday.
Having it off.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, no. They've changed the title. It's called Young People Having Sex.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Amazon Prime had a similar show in development, apparently. Well, two.
Right. I understand now. Cross purposes there. Good to know. Yes, yes. Yes, well, I'm all set. 10 a.m. on Wednesday at the Casting Bog on Frith Street. Yes.
Fifth floor. Are you all right with stairs?
Yes, yes, I'm fine.
Okay. You'll be meeting the director, writer, and the Americans.
Oh,
well, that doesn't make sense.
No, well, they probably mean the American producers, Sarah. It's a Netflix series, so that's very exciting too.
Ah, good for them.
I still haven't received the sides.
No. So they said that they would get them to you by close of play today.
Right.
Maybe that's, I don't know, tennis reference?
The end of the day, Sarah. They mean the end of the day.
Oh, right, yeah. That makes more sense. Now, one thing. They have just called and asked... if they were to offer you the part, would you be agreeable to partial nudity?
Watching it or?
Doing it, I suppose.
Right.
Just bearing in mind it's a big money job, this.
Yes, yes, of course.
Well, I mean, for you, it's absolutely massive money.
I'm not really worried about a bit of partial nudity. Wouldn't be the first time. We were always getting our clothes off on stage in the 80s, though I was quite a bit younger then. Things were a lot tighter, I suppose.
Oh God.
Hello, Sarah.
Yes. So that's all good. Nudity, tick.
Partial nudity, yes.
And they've got the imitation director, of course.
Intimacy director.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, very true. So, that's all fine.
Good. They just wanted to know before the casting.
Right.
Said they didn't want to waste your time if you weren't prepared to show your arse.
They said that?
No, I made that up.
Michael Cork, actor.
Hello, Michael.
Hello, sir.
All ready for Heavenly Young Bodies?
Well, I'm not.
Sorry, the audition. That's the show's title now, Heavenly Young Bodies.
Oh, I see, right. Yeah. Sorry, yes.
Apparently young people having sex doesn't translate well into Spanish or something.
Right.
You all set?
Yes, I'm absolutely fine, Sarah. Please, you don't have to keep checking up on me, Sarah. I'm quite capable, you know.
Oh, yeah, but Margot said you haven't actually done something this big before, so she wants me to check up on you in case you fuck it up. Did you get the sides?
Yes, I did, thank you.
Okay. Both scenes?
Both scenes, yes.
The phone call with the wife?
Yep, I got that one,
and
yes.
And
the other one, yes, I got that as well.
The finds you in the stationery cupboard. Yes. Masturbating.
Yes, all right, Sarah, thank you. No need to...
Into a rugby shirt.
No need to go into all the details, Sarah. I have both scenes.
Yes. Okay. Also, just for later on down the line, they're asking about whether you'd be okay with being more active in one episode.
What do they mean? What do they mean, more active?
Well, an episode where you have sex with a man.
Good Lord.
Older man. Bow your age, a bit gross.
I'm just thinking.
Sure, yeah.
Do you need... yeah, I... oh, Lord. Maybe I should call... No, carry on.
Sure. I mean, it's great that they're thinking of storylines for the character already, though. What's his name, sorry?
Mr. Harris.
Mr. Harris, yeah. Basher Harris.
Dear.
Yeah.
It's rather tricky. I'm not sure.
I know.
Not sure. It's
really good.
Yes,
movie,
yes. I do you know how do you know how much there might be? The offering?
What? Oh. Offering. I don't, I'm not sure. Margot's just come in.
No, don't ask. It's fine.
Margot? Sorry to bother you. Any idea how much they would offer for this wanking teacher in Heavenly Young Bodies?
Sir, I can hear you.
Oh, really? Oh, bloody hell, that's good.
Oh, God.
Michael Cork. Oh, right. Okay, yeah, lower rate. Yeah, that's not so good, especially for what they're asking him to do.
Sarah?
Still, it's still good for him, I suppose, isn't it? No, I don't think he'll get it either, but he's on the phone. He's a bit worried about the gay stuff.
I'm not worried about it, Sarah. Oh, God.
No, he was fine with all the cupboard wanking, so it's a bit weird that he's being funny about doing gay things. I don't know. I suppose he might be.
Might be what?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, thanks. I'll let him know. No, of course not. I'll tell you on your way out.
Hello, Michael.
Yes, hello, Sarah.
Right, I've just had a word with Margot. Uh-huh. She was...
On her way out.
Yes. And she says you'd be looking at 5 figures for a series regular.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I've had a think about the homosexual scene. It's only a casting, Sarah. So, yes, tell them I'm happy to... not happy, but yes, that's something that's...
All up for discussion.
Yes, all up for discussion. Yes, certainly. Something is all up for discussion. Yes. Yeah.
And they've got the inmate director, so...
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly, which is a safety valve, really, isn't it?
Well, so, yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
great. Well, I'll let them know.
Yes, thank you. Good.
Good luck for tomorrow, then.
Yes. Well, fingers crossed, and yes, well, good. And tell me, how are things with you these days?
If you're a fan of all things geeky, you're going to love Concessions, a brand new podcast by comedian Matt Hinton and myself, Beck Hill, where we interview your favourite cult heroes at Comic-Cons all across the world. We've got stars from Star Wars, Harry Potter, The Walking Dead and more. Make sure you tune in soon to Concessions.
Great Big Owl.
HGM Talent, Sarah speaking.
Hello, Sarah. It's Michael Cork.
What do you want?
Yeah, just letting you know how the casting went.
Oh, God.
Yes, I've just come out, and I have to say it went rather well. They were all charming, terrific young director, Alan, and the Americans were there, as you said they would be, and yeah, we had a good chat about the character, Mr. Harris.
Basher Harris.
And his story, and I even made a few suggestions about plot ideas and the character, and the writer was chuckling away, so all good. Made me feel quite important, so...
Did you do the phone call or the wanking scene?
Both.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, yes. A bit embarrassing, if I'm being totally honest, but they all laughed and...
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
No, that's good. It was supposed to be funny.
Is it? It
yes.
says it's a dramedy?
No, sorry, dramedy, Sarah, that's dramedy.
Ah.
Yeah, so... You don't know what that is. Of course, you don't. It means a comedy drama.
Why does it have to have two names?
Well, because it's neither pure comedy nor pure drama.
Oh,
comedy drama.
Right. So it's not funny enough or dramatic enough.
Sort of.
Sounds shit.
Michael Cork, yep.
Hello, Michael.
Hello.
You all set for filming Heavenly Young Bodies tomorrow?
Oh, gosh, I'll say. Very excited, Sarah. You could tell. That's why you're phoning, I expect. I've been walking on air since I got the part, to be honest. Bit of a whirlwind. I really can't believe it. I can't believe that today's the day. Well, tomorrow's the day, and it's finally here. So.
Yeah, great. Everyone in the office is really excited for you.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. That's very kind of you.
Not me. Everyone in the office.
Oh.
Now, they've called us to say that the script has changed.
Oh.
Yeah, it's mainly the wanking in a cupboard scene.
Yes.
Into a rugby jersey.
Yes, I know the scene, Sarah, yes.
Okay, so... they wanted to spice it up a bit.
Spice it up?
Yeah, they thought it was a bit tame.
How?
Anyway, so the writers are going to be locked away rewriting all night, apparently. So many apologies, they say. But can you possibly bear it if they give you the sides when you arrive on set in the morning?
Oh, dear. Well, it's not ideal.
No. They say they are really, really, really sorry, and they know it's not ideal. Plus, they could easily recast you.
Okay, well, I don't really have a choice, do I?
No.
Okay.
So just one last thing. They just want to know if you have any allergies.
Not that I know of, no.
In particular, cream and goat hair.
Again, not that I know of.
No, okay, right.
Whoa! Hold her. Steady, girl. Steady there. Steady down. Can you tell it to move, and then we'll go. Go. Hey, hang on. Stop it. Just stop. Whoa, steady. Calm or
make my night.
Please don't do that. Don't let her do that. Can you stop it? It's actually coming too close.
Heavy Pencil was written by Anna Crilly, Tony Gardner, and Jack Gardner.
Music by Ewan Bailey, performed by John Roach.
Oh, hello you. My name's Tom Price.
Hello, I'm Dave Cribb.
You should come and join us. Every day we do a podcast called Cabin Fever, where we talk to loads of comedians who've had to cancel everything else in their lives, so they come on our podcast instead, don't they, Dave?
Yeah, it's an isolation podcast.
Were you yawning at the start of that sentence then? Was it just a little yawn?
Yeah, it's basically the Great Big Owl Isolation Podcast. We'll have people on from all our podcasts, from your Ruler Threes, your Brian Rogers, your Musicals, your Bitchins. If you like any of our podcasts, if you like any of those people, chances are they'll be logging onto the Zoom call and just chatting, because let's face it, they got nothing else to do.
Also, there'll be a quiz on the bill. All right, see you soon. Lots of love.
Cabin FE83709. Oh, 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 that's our Twitter name.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.